This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Also at the SEC this week, the restaurant chain Cava filed updated paperwork to take the company public. Now, a chain of fast casual Mediterranean-style restaurants becoming publicly traded wouldn't normally be that big news. But right now, there aren't many companies chomping at the bit to make initial public offerings of their shares on stock exchanges. So with a lot of companies waiting on the sidelines, what will it take to make IPOs cool again? Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
People who pay a lot of attention to initial public offerings of stock like to talk about what they call the IPO window. It's open when investors feel spendy, says Sarah Kunst of Clio Capital.
Think of it like when you go on a shopping spree and you buy a bunch of stuff you don't really need because it's fun, right? Versus when you're like really looking at the bills at the end of the month saying, I'm only buying the necessities.
The market's been in that latter category for a while now, Kunst says. So, in other words,
right now, the IPO window is pretty shut.
That's a big change from the heady days of 2021 when meme stocks and the blank check companies known as SPACs were all the rage. Then the market corrected.
Unfortunately, it's really hard to have a small correction. You tend to go from things being really, really good to, you know, really not so good.
The IPO window has slammed shut plenty of times before, says Jay Ritter, a professor of finance at the University of Florida.
After the 1987 stock market crash, after the internet bubble burst in 2000, after the 2008 financial crisis.
But unlike during those episodes, this time the stock market is doing relatively well, Ritter says. So why are IPOs so slow? Investors and entrepreneurs still remember the sky-high valuations back in the boom days when the IPO window was open, he says.
It's just like when housing prices fall, people like to anchor on what the price used to be.
Plus, the macroeconomic vibes don't feel right with high interest rates and recession fears, says Santosh Rao at Manhattan Venture Partners.
So I think as things come back to more stability in a sense, I think you'll see the IPO market open up.
The market is also waiting to see how the few planned IPOs like Cava's fare, says Avery Speer with Renaissance Capital. If those companies do well,
that kind of acts as a jam to hold the IPO window open a little bit more.
And if it opens enough, others might be ready to jump through it too. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.